Yes, Jerry. Well, as you know, I'm head of the Irish delegation to the Congress of Regional and Local Authorities, which represents 46 countries across Europe, and we meet twice a year in Strasbourg in March and April. But this year is an important year, especially here in Ireland. We took over presidency of the Council of Europe on May the 20th, and we have it for 6 months. It hasn't happened in over 20 years, and it'll be another over 20 years plus. So we were in discussions last October about what events to have and how to promote the message of the Congress across Europe, and particularly in Ireland's presidency. So I said that, you know, I'd be open to hosting a meeting in Kerry. And I'm delighted that we have delegates here from all over Europe that have arrived to Tralee. They're having their bureau meeting today, which would be kind of the executive of the group, which represents over 600 councillors, like I said, for 46 countries. So the delegates have got in over the last few days there, and they're meeting today in their discussions. We're particularly delighted to welcome the Ukrainian delegates who arrived here today, and they met with some of the Ukrainian people who are staying in Kerry this morning, and that was a very emotional moment for them all, and we are very, very welcoming to have them here. So, you know, it's just part of one of the events, and I thought it was important, and, you know, the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Association of Irish Local Government and Kerry County Council were very supportive, that we have events outside of Dublin and Cork, and I'm glad it's all come together and they're enjoying their visit to Kerry.
Okay, and look, it's important from the point of view, I suppose, from your job and your role to keep in touch with other European countries, learn how to do things at local level, I'd imagine, and learn the way different systems work, because not every system is the same, but there can be benefits in knowing how things in Holland, how things in Belgium, how things in Germany are carried out at a local level.
There would be, Jerry, yes, and that encompasses a lot of it. It is the Congress. It offers support for local democracy across all over Europe. You could have a scale, you know, from say someone like myself representing Kerry County Council to the Mayor of Barcelona or the Mayor of Istanbul attending as well. So it does different methods that are used and how we deliver local authority or local services at a local level. There's also monitoring missions would be done as well, and Ireland is actually due one of them. Which would be an interesting one, I think, to see how local government is performing in Ireland, because criticisms have been at the past that we were far too centralised, and it is something I think I'd agree with. So we're due a monitoring visit over the next 12 to 18 months. Also then, of course, when you have the newer democracies, particularly in Eastern Europe, they'd be offering assistance there, how to run elections and how we can offer best practices, how we run our systems and how they run all over Europe. And again, it's important for people there, you know, that they see that the local government can work for them.
Okay, and that's a key point, I suppose. Stuart Dickinson, good morning to you and thanks for joining us. Welcome to Kerry.
Thank you very much.
How have you found, I suppose, working with the Congress and that, I suppose, information sharing and the importance of kind of talking and knowing how things work, because your position as an MLA, you're unique within the context of, I suppose, Europe and in the context of the United Kingdom. You have a very important role as let's say we call you regional assembly members because of the unique situation in Northern Ireland.
Yes, indeed. And we're not the only regional assembly here that's represented in the Congress of the Council of Europe. Many regions across Europe have small parliaments like Northern Ireland, small regional authorities like Northern Ireland, and it is important that we are represented. I'm actually the Vice President of the Monitoring Committee of the Congress. My role is to observe elections across our 46 member states and also to conduct the monitoring visits. As Jimmy was pointing out to you, Ireland is actually due one of those visits perhaps in the next 12 months. So it is vitally important. It's also very exciting to have the opportunity to network and to meet with local and regional elected representatives right across all of our member states and to share information. And of course, as Jimmy was also saying today, we've been doing a lot of work with our Ukrainian friends. Ireland has a very proud role in accepting many people in and been helping families. But also we have look forward, and this is one of the things we were doing this morning, is looking forward to how we are going to help in rebuilding democracy and how we're going to be able to rebuild society in Ukraine going forward.
Yeah, and the need, I suppose, to keep talking is a key part of that. We're having our own difficulties more locally here, Stuart, I know you were one of the signatories to that letter on behalf of the majority of MLAs, condemning, I suppose, the legislation that's been published in the United Kingdom, the pressure that puts on, I suppose, the work that you're trying to do to keep things together in Northern Ireland.
It does, yes. And Northern Ireland has a role to play on the international stage, and the more the United Kingdom government tries to retrench from that international role, and we're very concerned, certainly from as a representative of the Alliance Party, I am particularly concerned that the United Kingdom government has done something which will damage the United Kingdom on an international basis. To renege on an internationally binding agreement is really just shameful on our government, and it causes great difficulties for us going forward. We're going to see whether the EU will take some form of legal action. I'm calling for level heads and for people to sit round and talk. We're never going to solve our problems by the sort of shouting at one another type of activities that are going on and taking unilateral action as the UK government did yesterday with the publication of that bill. There's lots of space and room to resolve the issues around the protocol. The reality is the protocol is working generally very well for people in Northern Ireland. Business likes the protocol, but what business really wants is stability. They want to know what they're going to have to do going forward. And we need to do that to defend not only peace and reconciliation in Northern Ireland, but to take us further forward. We're actually one of the best performing parts of the United Kingdom economy at the moment.
Yeah.
And all that's happening to us is creating more uncertainty.
Yeah. And finally, on that, Stuart, you as a regional assembly, let's say, are trying to work your way through to cooperate between communities, to talk, to move things along. I know you have a proposal to try and get things running in the Assembly again, get it up and running through this impasse. You want to, and you proposed an idea to perhaps maybe remove the veto so that people can get back to running things and you can make progress through talking.
Yes, of course we can. To prove that politics is always an ever-evolving and moving forward situation, the arrangements around the Good Friday Agreement created a situation where government in Northern Ireland couldn't happen without the consent of unionists and nationalists. But actually, following the recent Assembly elections, 17 of us were elected as other. But my vote doesn't count when it comes to appointing a speaker. My vote doesn't count when it comes to a so-called cross-community vote, because the only two communities that are recognised are nationalists and unionists or unionists and nationalists. That's not only unfair, but I and the thousands of people that voted Alliance and delivered 17 Alliance MLAs are disenfranchised by the current rules. So we've made proposals to the UK government to get that changed.
Okay, well, listen, Stuart, thanks for talking to us in the programme. I know I've got Leendert Verbeek on the line as well. Leendert, good morning to you, and thanks for speaking to me this morning.
Hello.
Welcome to Tralee and to Kerry. You're the president of the Congress. How important, I suppose, is your meeting today? And particularly, I suppose, I know you have a number of Ukrainian representatives who even met with Ukrainian refugees that are here in Ireland and in Kerry at the moment this morning. How important does that demonstrate the cooperation and the support that's between European countries to respond to this crisis at the moment?
Yes, we had a very good part of the agenda spent on Ukraine. The reason for this was also that I just recently, last week, returned from a trip through Ukraine in the war zone together with the Secretary General. So we reported back to our Bureau of our experiences and our agenda, but we also had contact with the refugees here in Tralee.
Mm. Leendert, how important is that level of cooperation now when you see major international incidents like this or the situation in Northern Ireland with regards to the protocol and the different difficulties that arise diplomatically between countries?
Yes, well, as you are probably very much aware, the Congress deals mainly for local and regional authorities, and it's important in the international level and the cooperation of 46 countries that are a member of the Council of Europe that we really coordinate our actions. As I also spoke with the government of Ukraine, they explained clearly that they were more or less surprised themselves that they didn't know they had a second army in the country, being the local authorities. They play a very important role in the defense of the country, stimulating the people, helping the people, organizing water, organizing food, etc., etc. So these people, these mayors and deputy mayors, and also the members of the city councils, are really doing their utmost. And we've seen it ourselves. I've been there. We talked to them. And it's an incredible bad situation, of course. The war is terrible in their actions. But even though they stay on their post and they do their job.
Very important. And finally, Leonard, look, it's a question for us here in Ireland. I know there are different balances through different countries who are members of the Council of Europe. The balance between the power of the national executive, national governments, and the regional powers, and the powers, I suppose, maybe, that give people on the ground a sense that they have a say in how their lives are lived or worked locally. Where do you see that balance being struck correctly, shall we say?
Yes, well, you have a good point there. We talked to the mayors a lot about it. Ukraine is developing as a young democracy, and they were also developing the balance of powers between the national authorities and the local authorities. But we see through the problems of this war, they tend to centralize these powers again, which is understandable in a situation of war.
Yeah.
But we want to put effort that the cities get these powers back again, like you are also used to in Ireland. There must be a balance of powers between the national governments and the local governments, and they must have financial means of their own to be able to fulfill their tasks and to function as a political body.
Yeah, without that money, there is no power, really, if you don't have the decision to make your own budgets and spend your own money.
Yes, that's true.